First, the news read by Brian Jennings.
A young child has died in a road crash in County Donegal. Gardaí said that a car and a van were in collision in Carndonagh in the Glentoher area on the Inishowen Peninsula yesterday evening. Our Northwest correspondent, Shane O'Kareen.
Shortly before 6:30 yesterday evening, emergency services in Gardaí were alerted to a serious road traffic collision near Carndonagh. The collision involving a car and a van happened on the R240 at Glentoher. A young girl died, and three other people travelling in the car were injured. A woman driving the car, a man who was a front seat passenger, and another girl who was a back seat passenger were all taken to Altnagalvin Hospital in Derry, where they all remain in a serious condition. No other injuries have been reported at this time. The road is closed for a technical examination and local diversions are in place. Gardaí have issued an appeal to anyone who may have witnessed this tragic incident or who may have footage of it to contact them. 8 people have lost their lives on the roads in Donegal so far this year.
There was a 23% increase in the cost of settling motor insurance claims during the 6 months of last year compared with the second half of 2023. Latest figures from the Central Bank's National Claims Information Database show that the cost of motor claims settled between January and June 2024 was €414 million. Euro. The higher cost is due to an increase in damage claims. Our Consumer Affairs correspondent Angus Cox.
The central bank figures show the cost of motor insurance claims saw a significant jump in the first half of 2024 compared to the preceding 6 months, reaching €414 million, euro, an all-time high for this data series. The rise driven by damage claims, which were up 180% since before COVID, whereas the cost of injury claims over the same period fell by 16%. The National Claims Information Database also shows the total cost of employers and public liability claims fell by 10% for the first 6 months of last year, although legal costs remained elevated. These figures come as the Judicial Council's proposed 16.7% increase in personal injuries guidelines is due to be approved by government. The Alliance for Insurance Reform says such a rise couldn't come at a worse time for policyholders, while Insurance Ireland agrees, saying it's not the time to increase the guidelines.
The rap music artist and producer Sean Diddy Combs has been denied bail following his conviction for prostitution-related offences. The decision means he will have to stay in custody until the date of his sentencing in October. Combs was cleared of more serious charges yesterday of sex trafficking and racketeering conspiracy that could have sent him to prison for life. His defence team said they were celebrating a victory. Outside court, one of Combs' lawyers, Mark Agnifilo, praised the trial jury.
One thing stands between all of us and a prison, and that is a jury of 12 citizens. And we had a wonderful jury. They listened to every word and they got the situation right, or certainly right enough.
Ryanair has cancelled 170 flights because of an air traffic control strike in France. A small number of flights from Ireland will be affected. The airline said the cancellations for today and tomorrow will hit flights to and from France and those flying through French airspace. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin is attending Expo 25 in the Japanese city of Osaka. The global exhibition of cutting-edge technology, industry and culture is expected to attract 28 million visitors over 6 months. 150 countries are participating in the Expo, with Ireland's multi-million euro pavilion focused on the theme that creativity connects people. The Taoiseach Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Harris, will meet the First Minister of Wales, Eleanor de Morgan, in Swansea this morning for the annual Ireland-Wales Forum. It's expected that a new statement of cooperation between both governments covering the next 5 years will be agreed today. The forum was established in 2021 after Brexit to help strengthen ties between both nations. Our London correspondent, Tommy Meskell.
When the UK left the EU, a formal Irish-Welsh cooperation agreement also ended. And so in 2021, the Ireland-Wales Forum was established, with annual meetings scheduled between both governments. Today, Taoiseach Simon Harris and Welsh First Minister Eleanor Morgan will agree to a statement of cooperation to 2030. It will cover areas such as renewable energy, research and culture. Previous achievements from the forum include the Green Link interconnector between Wexford and Pembrokeshire. The Ireland-Wales Forum will get underway here in Swansea later this morning. Tommy Mescal, RTE News, Wales.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Stay ahead with the new Grant Arona R290 heat pump, delivering next generation comfort to your home. Visit grant.ie.
A mainly dry and bright start in the south with sunny spells. Cloudier further north with outbreaks of rain and drizzle. This afternoon, sunny spells and scattered showers developing more widely. Some of the rain heavy and maybe thundery in the north. Highest temperatures 16 to 21 degrees. Moderate west to southwest winds will be fresher in the northwest and west.